The previous couple of Mishnayos talked about a concept that's been discussed a couple of times already in the Masechta, as well as a new concept which is relevant specifically to these examples. The first concept is a differentiation that needs to be made between something that is tomei intrinsically as a result of having contact with a source of impurity, and something that is tomei only temporarily because of the current state that it is in, being attached and a part and an extension of something that is intrinsically impure. So for example, if there is a cloth which is 3x3 tefachim, and a zov sits on it, so it becomes tomei by tumas midras, it's on the level of an avat tumah, a primary level of impurity, and then somebody adds to that cloth he continues weaving the cloth into a larger cloth. The rest of the cloth that wasn't there at the time that the Zov sat on it is now tomei for two reasons. The first reason why it's tomei is because it's attached to something which is itself a avatuma. And anything that is attached to an avatuma also shares that same status of being an avatuma. But that impurity is not intrinsic to the rest of the cloth, because it's only as a result of being attached to something that is a avatuma. The second reason why the rest of the cloth is tomei is because it has touched a avatuma. And this would make it a rishon l'tuma, one step removed from the avatuma. So on the one hand, this is a lower level of impurity. On the other hand, however, this is intrinsic. It's not based on the fact that currently it is attached to the original cloth. Rather, it's tomei because it touched a source of impurity. The original cloth is a source of impurity, and the rest of the cloth has touched that original cloth. So it becomes a rishon l'tumah. Now, as long as it's attached to the original cloth, the fact that it became a rishon l'tumah is totally irrelevant, because it's on an even higher level of impurity based on the fact that it's attached to the original cloth. However, as soon as the original cloth loses its status, for example, if some of the threads come off, which means that it's no longer 3x3 tefachim, then the rest of the cloth is no longer going to be an avatuma, because it's no longer attached to an avatuma. And it's at that point that it becomes relevant that it also touched the avatuma, and therefore it is a rishon l'tuma, one step removed from that original primary level of impurity. The previous couple of Mishnayos introduced an additional idea that we are able to view something as touching itself. So the 3x3 tefachim cloth on which the Zov sat, as well as being an avatuma because of the tumas midras that it received from the Zov, it's also on the level of a rishon l'tuma, something that touched a avatuma, the primary level of impurity, because it touched itself. So as soon as it stops being the minimum size, if it's no longer 3x3 tefachim, it would still be tomei on the level of a rishon l'tuma at least, since it touched itself when it was 3x3 tefachim, and for it to be a rishon l'tuma, it doesn't need to be 3x3 tefachim anymore. The next couple of Mishnayos are going to show that this is only true according to one opinion. And the Mishnah brings out this idea via a different example. Sodin, a sheet which is designated for somebody to support their weight on, and therefore it can become tomei via tumas midras, shu tomei midras, that indeed became tomei via tumas midras. For example, a zov sat on it, or lay down on it, and after that, something occurred that means that it can no longer be tomei via tumas midras. Va'asoi viloin. He designated, the owner of the sheet designated it for the sake of being a curtain, and he physically changed the sheet, he hanged the sheet up as a curtain. Since it is no longer designated for the purpose of supporting the weight of a person, tohar min hamidras, it can no longer be tomei as tumas midras, because that only applies to items whose purpose is for supporting the weight of a person. However, the Mishnah says, aval tomei maga midras, it is still tomei on the level of something that touched something that became tomei via tumas midras, because it's considered to have touched itself, and therefore it would be on the level of a rishon l'tuma, one step removed from the primary avatuma level. And this is consistent with the idea that we have seen in the previous couple of Mishnayos. However, here the Mishnah shows that it's not so simple, because Amar Rabbi Yossi said, V'chibi eza midras nogazeh. What tumas midras did this item touch? Rabbi Yossi argues against this idea that it touched itself, and he says that the item only became a tumas midras when the zov sat on it, and as soon as it's not fit for that, so it becomes totally pure. Elohim came Nogabaya Zov, unless the Zov or a different source of impurity touches the curtain now. So you're right, then Tomei Bimagal HaZov, it would become Tomei from the fact that it touched a Zov, it would be on the level of a Rishon Latoma. But it needs to become Tomei and touch a source of impurity. It cannot be Tomei based on the fact that it touched itself originally, because Rabbi Yossi argues against that whole idea. The Mishnah now brings out this argument in an additional example. Shalisha al Shalisha Shenechlak, a cloth which is 3x3 tefachim, which splits in half. And now each half is less than 3x3 tefachim, which means that each half by itself is less than the minimum size for it to be fit for sitting on, so therefore tahor min hamidras, it can no longer become tomei via tumas midras. However, since we view it as if it touched itself, al tomei maga midras, it is tomei on the level of something that touched a item that became tomei via tumas midras, which means that it is a rishon latumah, one step removed from that primary av hatumah level. But once again, on Rabbi Yossi said, v'chi b'ezah midras magazeh, what item that was tomei did each of these two pieces touch? We don't view it as if it touched itself. Elohim ke noga b'le hazov. The only way that it would become tomei is if, from this point onwards, a zov or a different source of impurity touches it. So then, tomei maga hazov, it would be tomei on the level of something that touched a zov. But it can no longer become tomei midras, and if it was tomei midras previously, it would lose that impurity entirely. Mishnah Aleph. Just like we have seen throughout the Masechta, that in order for something to be considered a halachic kli that can become tomei, it has to have a certain level of significance. And this Mishnah is going to show that, interestingly, because tumas midras is considered to be a more severe level of impurity, the main stringency is the fact that even though the zov himself, who is the person who is the source of the impurity, is on the level of an av hatumah, a primary level of impurity, and in general, something that becomes tomei from something else becomes tomei on a lower level than that source of impurity. But the unique law of tumas midras states that the item on which the zov supports his weight becomes tomei on the same level. The item also becomes an av hatumah. Even if the zov doesn't touch it at all, he just supports his weight on the item. And because the impurity is a more severe level, and it's because the item is designated for supporting one's weight, so there are certain cases where we require an even higher level of significance and importance to be associated with that item more than a regular kli. And therefore, shaloshal shaloshal, a cloth which is 3x3 tefachim, but ashbais that has been thrown into the garbage, and the owner has clearly shown that he doesn't associate so much significance with that item. At the end of the day, it's still a cloth, which is the minimum size, so it can become tomei, but as long as bori v'tsoyer melach, which literally means it's healthy, that means that it hasn't got any holes or cuts, hasn't been torn at all, and tsoyer melach means that it is strong enough to hold salt, as the Mishnah will in one moment explain. Whereas babayis, a 3x3 tefachim cloth which is in the house, meaning it hasn't been disposed of, so then it's considered to be significant enough as long as it's either oibori oitzer melach. Either it has no holes, it's complete, or it's strong enough to hold salt. But even if it's lacking one of those conditions, it will still be considered significant enough to be able to become tomei. And now the Mishnah elaborates, kamayem melach yehitzoyer. How much salt does it need to be strong enough to hold? Roiva, a quarter of a kav. Rabbi Yehuda says that volume of a quarter of a kav was given bedaka with regards to fine salt. A quarter of a kav of fine salt is how much the item needs to be able to hold. Whereas the Chachom say that this measurement was said with regards to begasa. It must be strong enough to hold a quarter of a kav of coarse salt. Now, what exactly is the difference? The Mishnah explains that Eil Ve'Eil Miskaven L'Hakel. Both of them, Rabbi Yehuda and Chachomim, intended to say the more lenient measurement, meaning Rabbi Yehuda understands that a quarter of a kav of fine salt is obviously heavier than coarse salt, because there aren't really any gaps between each grain of salt, so it's more concentrated, it's more dense, so it's heavier, and Rabbi Yehuda is saying that it will become tomei only if it's strong enough to hold that larger weight of salt. The Chachom said it with regards to more coarse salt, because sometimes the coarse salt is slightly sharp, so if you have material which is quite weak, then it wouldn't be able to hold that coarse salt. So only if it's strong enough to hold that coarse salt, without getting torn at all, would it be considered strong enough to become Tommy on the level of Tumas Midras? Now, the truth is, it could very well be that according to the first opinion of the Mishnah, there's actually not really a difference between Tumas Midras and regular impurity. If these conditions are not fulfilled, then the cloth wouldn't be able to become Tomei at all. It's in the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that we're about to see that this concept certainly does emerge, that for something to become Tomei by Tumas Midras, it requires a slightly higher level of significance, because Rabbi Shimon says, Shovim Shaleishal Shaleishal Ba'ashbois, a cloth which is 3x3 tefachim and has been thrown into the garbage is equivalent L'Shaleishal Shaleish Ba'ayis to a cloth which is 3x3 finger breadths and is still at home, it hasn't been thrown away. That is to say, an item that's been thrown into the garbage is no longer able to become Tomei via Tumas Midras, even if it has that minimum size. The fact that the owner has discarded it takes away a certain level of significance, such that now it can only become Tomei in regular ways from a regular source of impurity, but not via Tumas Midras. Mishnah Base, Shaleishal Shaleishal, a cloth which is 3x3 tefachim, the minimum size for it to be able to become Tomei via Tumas Midras, Shenikra, that gets torn, but the tear is not going through the entire material. The question is whether it's still fit for sitting on Imna Sonia La Kisei, if when placing the cloth on a chair, somebody sits on it, and over Sorin Ageba Kisei, his skin will touch the actual chair, so he's not fully sitting on that cloth itself. Then Tohar, it is no longer able to become Tomei via Tumas Midras, because it's no longer fit to be a proper seat, Vim Lav. However, if one's skin or one's clothes don't touch the actual chair, but he is fully sitting on that piece of material, then Tomei, it would still be able to become Tomei via Tumas Midras because that tear is not considered to be a significant tear. Continues the Mishnah, Shaleishal Shaleish, a cloth which is 3x3 finger breadths, which is the minimum size for it to be able to become Tomei at all, Shenimho Mimeno Chut Echod, that one of its threads wears away. As soon as that happens, so now it lacks that minimum size, because we're talking about a cloth which was exactly 3x3 finger breadths. Oisha Nimtza by Kesher, we're going to translate that to mean that either two knots which were next to each other were found on that cloth, or that two threads were found right next to each other. The first case refers to a scenario where two threads next to each other on that cloth, they broke or they split into two, and the owner tied the two ends of the thread together again in a knot. Since the owner is very likely to replace those threads when he gets the chance with a full thread, we're not able to include those two threads in the calculation of the minimum size, because those threads are very likely to be removed very shortly. The second case is talking about where, although in general the way that a cloth is woven is that one thread goes over and then under, over, under, in a regular way of weaving, and the thread next to it, if the first thread went over, under, over, under, then the second thread next to it will go under, over, under, over. And the Mishnah is talking about a case where two adjacent threads actually went over, under, over, under, which is not the regular way of weaving, and because of that, one of those two threads cannot be counted as part of the threads that make up the minimum size, because it's not really how it's supposed to be. So in all of these cases, Tahira, that small cloth, would not be able to become Tomei at all. Sholishal Sholishal Shlichu Ba'ashpais, a cloth which is 3x3 finger breadths, which was thrown into the garbage by its owner, Tahira, it can no longer become Tomei at all, because a combination of the fact that it's so small and it's been thrown away means that it does not have enough significance to be considered a kli at all. But Hechzira, as soon as the owner brings it back, he takes it out of the garbage, Tomei, I would immediately be able to become Tomei. And this can go on forever. If you throw it into the garbage, then it loses its ability to become Tomei, and if you take it back, then it is able to become Tomei once again. It's very easy to change the status of this item. The exception to this is if it is dyed with purple or very good quality crimson, because then it's considered to be more significant, it's more expensive and more valuable. Rabbi Eliezer says, even a totally new piece of material also is considered to be significant and important enough for it to be able to still become Tomei despite having been thrown away. Rabbi Shimon says, all of these items would lose their ability to become tome as soon as they are thrown into the garbage. Even if they are expensive and valuable, they still lose their significance in terms of being considered a kli. And lo huzkru elon v'nei ha'shavas aveda, these particular expensive materials were only mentioned with regards to the laws of ha'shavas aveda, returning a lost item to its owner. That in general, if somebody finds an item in the garbage, he can assume that the owner threw it away deliberately, and therefore he wouldn't be obligated to make the effort to return it to its owner. But if it's a very expensive item like the ones which were mentioned, then he needs to assume that the owner perhaps placed it there deliberately, in which case you would be obligated to return it to him and you wouldn't just be able to take it for yourself. But with regards to the laws of impurity and being considered a kli, this particular factor is not actually relevant.